we thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, kind-hearted viewers, noteworthy news, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Yorbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Opus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica, Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa, 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Shore, Channel 27 on Shore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiriquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable at Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CietSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Ernet City, Channel 26 on Sa Tenger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahan Urg Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Tha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Otul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Ulderhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company in Sanshen City in Dorongkob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. And in Mandalhob City, Channel 12 on Horo Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyue Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjiala Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Kuoshen Cable TV. And in Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Douliu Township on Qialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Indian state of Tamil Nadu inaugurates an anti-smoking program. In community news, a Lebanon handbag designer offers a new start in life for disadvantaged women. In health news, British experts recommend people eat more fruit and vegetables for enhanced well-being. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 24th, famous painter and designer Ms. Lyubov Sergeyevna Popova was born in 1889 in Ivanovsko near Moscow, Russia. She was a prominent avant-garde artist of her nation. Her vibrant pieces showed the influence of cubism and icon painting. Ms. Popova also did outstanding work in clothing, fabrics, posters, ceramics, and photo montage, and was a successful set designer. May innovative creations such as those by Ms. Lyubov Sergeyevna Popova continue to bring joyfulness to our world.
Lion News, storms in northeastern India turn fatal. A storm of cyclone proportions struck on Wednesday evening, April 21st, in the northeastern states of Assam, Tripura, and Arunachal Pradesh. A combination of pre-monsoon rains, powerful winds, and mudslides caused at least 16 people to perish and over 50 injuries. Thousands of homes were damaged, with traffic disrupted by uprooted trees and electricity poles, as officials monitored several rivers that swelled above danger levels from rains that have been drenching the region for a month. Civil defense workers were dispatched to provide relief, while telecommunication and power utility crews worked to restore service. Meanwhile, nearby states of Bihar and West Bengal are still coping with the effects of deadly tornadoes that struck in mid-April, including the loss of nearly 150 lives, along with water contamination, crop damage, and up to 1 million people currently without shelter.
When the tornadoes had first been reported earlier in the month, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please go if possible to help the most vulnerable, including the elderly or orphaned without caregivers. Expressing her condolences and prayers, she added that funds would be provided as necessary. We thank the civil defense workers and all relief personnel working to ease the situation in northeastern India. Our appreciation also for Supreme Master Qinghai's steadfast support to those in need. It saddens us to know of the loss of life, and we pray for the protection of the Indian people as we look forward to a time when such devastation ceases through humanity's benevolence on earth.
Indonesian houses flooded following week-long rains. On Wednesday, April 21st, hundreds of homes in North Maluku Province were inundated with water levels of up to a meter when the South Jilolo River overflowed its banks, affecting especially the districts of South Jilolo, West Halmahera, and Tidor, Kepulauan. Officials in West Halmahera District stated that staff had been distributing food and other items to the victims, saying that the flood conditions in some areas were aggravated by deforestation. Regional environmentalist Jafar called upon the government to enact tree planting and other protective policies. Our gratitude, local officials, for your helpful assistance, as we also thank environmentalist Jafar for his timely encouragement to benefit the environment. Wishing everyone a smooth regaining of their regular, day-to-day lives, as we pray for a renewed balance through the kinder stewardship of our planetary home.
World Food Program helps rebuild lives in Haiti. Over 3 months since the devastating January 12 earthquake in Port-au-Prince, survivors are now struggling to secure their future livelihoods. With a goal of helping 70,000 people attain jobs, the United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, is expanding projects that serve to repair roads, build storehouses, improve irrigation systems, and safeguard against soil erosion. In the town of Grosmont, WFP is collaborating with the Haitian microcredit organization, MPGM, to offer residents jobs in replanting the area with some 50,000 bushes and trees. This will help prevent deforestation and reduce risks of flooding, while also enriching the soil and increasing mango production, an important part of the local economy. Our thankfulness and providence bless United Nations World Food Program, MPGM, and all those extending a helping hand at this time of need. May such constructive endeavors bring comfort and resiliency on the road to a stable future for the dignified Haitian people.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Sri Lanka welcomes new Prime Minister. On Wednesday, April 21st, Dasanayake Yake Mudiyanzilake Jayaratne was ceremoniously sworn in as Sri Lanka's 20th Prime Minister, following his appointment by President Mahinda Rajapaksa. Mr. Jayaratne, whose political career spans over 5 decades, has served as a Member of Parliament and has held several cabinet ministry posts. We respectfully congratulate Your Excellency on your new role, wishing you much fruitful success in bringing further prosperity and peace to the nation and people of Sri Lanka.
New Loving Hut in Jinju, South Korea. With over 159 locales across 23 countries, Loving Hut International is sharing the joy of the peaceful and cruelty-free dining experience. Let's go to one of the many new locations in South Korea, where the veg trend is expanding quickly.
역사, 문화, 예술, 교육의 중심 도시 경상남도 서부권의 진주에서는 러빙헛이 오픈했습니다. 이곳 진주에서는 유기농 비건 채식에 관한 관심이 나날이 높아지고 있는데요. 러빙헛 고객들을 만나보겠습니다.
그래서 맛있네 보니까요.
그러니까 속도 편안하고 굉장히 기분이 상쾌하고 너무 좋아요.
편안하게 쉽게 저렴한 가격에서 또 아주 좋은 몸에 좋은 음식을 먹을 수 있게 되어서 너무 감사합니다.
Loving Hut's unique concept for appetizing, wholesome, and affordable cuisine began with Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt endeavors for a more compassionate and greener planet. In South Korea, this ideal is shared by many dining guests.
그래서 채식을 많이 이렇게 홍보를 하고 전 세계적으로 하는데 저는 참 칭하이 무 선생님을 참 좋아합니다.
후지 한 번 더 오고 싶네요.
이곳 진주에서는 한 끼의 식사에서부터 지구 환경과 동물을 생각하는 사랑과 자비의 마음이 가득합니다. 이상 한국 진주였습니다.
Congratulations, New Loving Hut, on another location bringing culinary satisfaction and peace of mind to people. Our thanks also goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for her encouragement that has made such a phenomenon possible and welcomed worldwide. For health, the environment, and the lives that share our earth, may all make the easy, tasty switch to be veg.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Father and son rescue woman from river. When Matthew Ross and his son Skylar Ross were driving across a bridge in Kansas, USA, they noticed a woman walking in a traffic lane on the bridge, who then crossed the road behind them and suddenly disappeared. As they could see her floating on the river below, the pair immediately called emergency services and began driving along a surface road on the riverbank. They were soon joined by Mr. Todd Maxton of the Northwest Consolidated Fire District, and the three continued on foot in an attempt to keep the woman in sight as they also looked for a way to rescue her. Finally, after more than a mile-long run, the woman came close enough that Skylar Ross was able to extend a branch to her from the river's bank, which she grabbed so that he could pull her safely to shore. Arriving paramedics transported her to the hospital for medical treatment. I admire and salute Skylar and Matthew Ross, as well as Todd Maxton, for your swift thinking and steady actions in saving the woman from the water, wishing her a smooth recovery as we all are reminded of the cherished gift of life.
Save our planet. Bolivian Summit concludes with initiatives for Earth Healing Action. On the final day of the large climate change conference held in Cochabamba, international delegates from dozens of countries agreed that leading industrial countries must drastically reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 50%. This is in accordance with the need to safeguard the lives of global citizens, especially those suffering most from a warming atmosphere. The full set of suggestions, as proposed by summit representatives, will be presented to the United Nations for the November 2010 climate change conference. Supreme Master Television's correspondent shares more.
On the last day of the People's World Conference on Climate Change and the Rights of Mother Earth, delegates from 47 countries such as Iran, India, Finland, France, and the UK attended a panel discussion between people and governments in the morning. Among the recommendations was an international environmental court created to protect the rights of Mother Earth. Meanwhile, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez called for the participating countries of this historic conference to form a united front at the upcoming COP16 in Cancun, Mexico, this November in order to accomplish significant change that would protect the life-sustaining environment. Experts have found that elimination of raising livestock for meat would be tremendously effective in stopping the further impacts of climate change. In an exclusive interview with Supreme Master Television, Bolivian Minister for the Environment and Water, Maria Esther Urreta Velasquez, stated it, in fact, that meat consumption is causing the destruction of the forests.
Porque la ganadería es una o la explotación ganadera depreda bosques, depreda la tierra, y bueno, hay una corriente muy fuerte que está en contra de esta agricultura volcada al negocio, a la maximizar la ganancia.
As a gesture of earthwise generosity, the hosting Bolivian government arranged for a local vegetarian restaurant to provide free vegan food for the delighted conference attendees.
El gobierno yo creo que se ha incentivado, ¿no? Para que, como le digo, hay mucha gente que es vegetariana, entonces para darle la opción a esas personas para que puedan también tener una alimentación saludable.
Muchas gracias. Gracias. Un delicioso plato vegetariano.
Since the summit's launch, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association have been actively promoting the vegan diet as well, both by raising the issue during formal working group sessions and through the distribution of more than 1,000 free vegan sandwiches and over 85,000 SOS flyers and related information packs created for the conference. The meeting's main organizer, Bolivian President Evo Morales, who himself has spoken of the need to reduce meat consumption, also received a set of the materials and even proceeded to hand them among the other Latin American government officials.
Finally, tens of thousands of people attended the closing ceremony in the afternoon at the city stadium. It was found that while almost 10,000 representatives from 142 countries registered for the conference, actual attendance was estimated at over 35,000, showing clearly that people are united and determined to save our planet. Reporting from Cochabamba, Bolivia, this is Supreme Master Television.
We thank all the caring world government officials, organizations, and communities who put forth their best efforts in this climate conference. May the momentum of the bold ideals from this past week continue, especially in hastening steps toward the vital organic vegan solution to save our planet and her inhabitants.
Supreme Master Qinghai has frequently encouraged world leaders to enact beneficial policies that most effectively sustain both humankind and the environment, as in a March 2009 video conference with government dignitaries and the public in Mexico.
I suggest all world leaders and governments to please promote the animal-free lifestyle and quick so that we can save our planet. We have not too much time left. This is no longer even about politics. It's about survival of ourselves and our children. If all governments encourage people toward the healthy animal-free diet, the planet could be saved in no time. And the activities that are good for our earth can also generate livelihoods. We have a shortage of food, so the government can easily support organic vegan farmers and the advancement of other green practices. This will help greatly. The government must make a priority, saving the planet. Organic vegan farming subsidized.
Save Our Planet, environmental conference brings together eco-minded youths. A recent five-day meeting in Cairo, Egypt, titled Water Issues in the Arab World, brought together youth groups from across 20 Arab countries. Co-organized by the Arab Union for Youth and Environment, the Islamic Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or ISESCO, and the Egyptian Ministry of the Environment, the forum's discussions highlighted water as a key environmental issue in the Arab region. Among the proposals emerging from the meeting was the annual April 14th Arab Rivers Day, as well as more legislative involvement to ensure that matters of the environment continue to be acknowledged and addressed. Bravo, all organizers and youth participants, for your efforts to raise awareness about our valued resources. May such concerted endeavors help everyone realize the preciousness of our natural world and its greater preservation through our benevolent care.
Save Our Planet. Representative David Sweet Kelly of the Australian Agency for International Development warns of the urgent need to counter the growing signs of environmental imbalance, especially as every degree of warming is magnified by other effects that could drive temperatures even higher.
Save Our Planet. Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology Senior Scientist Krishna Kumar states that climate-related dry conditions and record-high temperatures are threatening rice and wheat crop yields in the world's second most populated nation.
Save our planet. Record low precipitation and snowpack in the Canadian province of Alberta has led to four times the number of wildfires, with officials warning of severe water restrictions if more rain doesn't arrive soon.
Save our planet. To help cope with climate change effects, Ireland announces new three-year water supply plan that includes more efficient infrastructure and prioritizes water conservation.
Hi, I'm Una the Green Akuchi, and this is Lovely Lua.
Thanks, Una, and hi, everyone.
Lua and I are happy vegans.
We have a tip on staying in shape while working at your desk.
On www.oprah.com, American fitness expert Ms. Andrea Metcalf describes the exercises called sit-alights.
One example is called the seated V balance, in which you put your feet in the air while leaning back in your chair until your body is shaped like a V.
Next, pull your knees in, then extend them again. Repeat 10 times.
This helps strengthen your abdominal muscles.
Remember to take care of yourself.
Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And thank you for your attention. And here's the weather around the globe.
In good governance news, the Indian state of Tamil Nadu inaugurates an anti-smoking campaign. His Excellency Governor Surjit Singh Barnala, a committed vegetarian since 1974, is taking measures to make the capital city of Chennai clear of tobacco. A ban on using the harmful substance in public places, which is already in place, will be strictly implemented. In addition, 86 villages will be declared to be smoke-free. The state's endeavors are being supported by funding of more than $900,000, which has been donated by the USA-based Bloomberg Global Initiative. Our sincere gratitude, Your Excellency Governor Surjit Singh Barnala, the state of Tamil Nadu, and Bloomberg Global Initiative for your devoted efforts in urging people to avoid this debilitating habit. We wish you much success in helping citizens to embrace life-enhancing ways.
In community news, a Lebanon designer offers a new start in life for disadvantaged women. Ms. Sara Badoun, founder and creative director of the Beirut-based Sara's Bag, employs underprivileged and incarcerated women to craft the unique handbags. Now being sold in high-fashion stores in Paris and London, the purses and accessories are created by approximately 100 women who formerly had no productive source of income. Though there is an expanding market for the exquisite bags, Ms. Badoun stated, no matter how big Sara's Bag gets, every one of our items will still be made in Lebanon by women in need. Bravo, Ms. Sara Badoun, for your loving heart and beautiful bags. May Allah grace all the dedicated artisans of Sara's Bag with a flourishing future. Coming up on Noteworthy News, British researchers suggest we eat more fruit and vegetables and less salt. We're going out to enjoy the fresh air. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more brightening news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, brilliant news for an intelligent world. In health news, British experts recommend that people eat more plant-based food for improved heart well-being. Researchers from institutions such as Oxford and Liverpool universities estimate that more than 19,400 lives could be saved in Britain annually if individuals made some simple dietary adjustments. Their suggestions include eating one additional piece of fruit or vegetable daily, receiving a 1% greater energy intake from unsaturated rather than saturated fats, and consuming 1 gram less of salt a day were also recommended. Our thankfulness all involves scientists for your relevant study. May nature's plentiful offerings be graciously accepted by all for a vibrant planet.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Armenian entitled Smart Kid.
Օգրիկ տղան մտնում է վարսավիրանոց։ Վարսավիրը շշուկով դիմում է հաճախորդին. Գիտես, այս տղան խելացի չէ։ Տես հիմա ես քեզ կապացուցեմ։ Վարսավիրը թղթե 1 դոլարոցը պահում է 1 ձեռքում, իսկ մյուս ձեռքում 50 ցենտ մանրներով։ Հետո նա կանչում է տղային իր մոտ և հարցնում. «Տղա ջան, ո՞րն ես ուզում»։ Տղան վերցրեց մանրները և հեռացավ։ «Տեսա, ես քեզ ինչ էի ասում»,  ասաց վարսավիրը։ «Այս երեխան բան չսովորեց»։ Ժամանակ անց, այս հաճախորդը դուրս է գալիս դուրս և հանդիպում նույն տղային սոյայի պահպաղակի խանութի մոտ։ «Տղա ջան, կարելի է մի բան հարցնեմ քեզ»։ «Դու ինչու վերցրեցիր մանրները և ոչ թե 1 դոլարանոցը»։ Տղան պատասխանեց պահպաղակ մտելով. «Որևէտև այն օրը, որ ես վերցնեմ 1 դոլարանոցը, այս խաղը կավարտվում»։
Now for our viewers' heartline.
Science and Spirituality on Supreme Master TV is a hidden gem in the world of television. Jeffrey from Ireland.
Wonderful Jeffrey, we are so happy you enjoyed this program, wishing you many more delightful viewing hours, and thank you for watching with God's love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's boundless love be bestowed upon you and your family.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Costa Rica announces the opening of an embassy in New Delhi, India, to enhance expanded trade and cultural exchange.
Cuba's Archbishop of Havana, Roman Catholic Cardinal Jaime Ortega, asks government leaders to pursue dialogue with the United States, saying that meeting for talks would be the best way to further diplomacy and improve relations.
Several South African cities host the Table of Peace and Unity, bringing together people of all backgrounds and faiths to share goodwill and a meal while raising money to help children in need.
Iran and Afghanistan announce plans to build an industrial city on their shared border, featuring an airport and other facilities to enhance bilateral trade.
Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin announces plans to improve the nation's business climate by removing requirements for excess paperwork, as many foreign corporations also pledge to conduct trade transactions in an open, honest manner.
Hollywood celebrities and other such distinguished individuals as former U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell, philanthropist Bill Gates, and Her Majesty Queen Rania of Jordan join in an online charity campaign to end malaria.
The United Arab Emirates announced that state-owned Etihad Airways is becoming the first airline in the region with direct flights to Iraq, starting with service from Abu Dhabi to Baghdad and expanding to include Iraq's Erbil.
The Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City, USA, opens a complete exhibit representing every phase of legendary artist Picasso's paintings, ceramics, and sculptures, including hundreds of rarely shown works on paper.
Turkey sends humanitarian aid to Kyrgyzstan, including medicine, medical equipment, and an ambulance.
OLAC's or Vietnamese officials announce that with the help of primary donor countries Australia, the Netherlands, and Denmark, a nationally implemented program will be bringing clean water to a majority of rural populations by year's end.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.